Welcome to Kinky Sex Radio.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. That's Walter Winchell from 1930s. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Let's go to press. This is Kinky Sex Radio and our strangest opening. I'm excited. I'm all woohoo, crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm doing Walter Winchell jokes at the top of the show. My name is Professor Tom. With me, as always.
Hi, I'm Mistress Dominion. We'd like to welcome all of our brand new iPod subscribers to the show. Thank you so much for making us feel so welcome.
Yeah, we actually just got, well, a little time shift on this. So when you hear this podcast, it'll have been a few days. But we just got into the iTunes music store. And wow, like the numbers went through the roof. It was insane, which is killing my bandwidth provider. But I'm loving it.
Yeah, me too.
It's all of a sudden the guy who administers my server's like, hey, dude, I got 3 gigs of bandwidth gone in like a day. He thought maybe someone had gotten some spyware or something. Ooh. I was like, nah, man, we just
it's
got an iTunes. That's what happened.
It's all us.
So yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I also want to give a couple of, I guess, hellos to our. I was searching for the competition, but can you call it competition when there's no money involved?
Like, I don't think so.
Competition for what?
No.
I was in iTunes because I was searching to see what keywords we popped up on. And just, I don't get a chance really to play with iTunes. I usually put you in iTunes from your website if I find your podcast.
Right.
And I found a couple of similar. So if you're into this podcast but you want some more, there's a really cute couple out in the San Francisco area, I believe, who does Fetish Flame. That's fetishflame.com. That you can find in iTunes as well. But go to their website and you can just subscribe that way. And another one, a really nice guy out of Canada who has the most adorable Canadian accent. It's just, oh, it's so cute. And it's KinkyCast at kinkycast.com. And I wanted to say hello to them. And just sort of, you know, they've been in the game a little longer than we have. So we're kind of the new guys on the block. So I want to give a nod up to the big dogs there.
Yes.
And then that's our news. We got a big show. That's we got a lot
stuff.
Of show.
We've got stuff.
We got a move this week. We picked big topics.
Yes. We're looking at right now some the pervertibles that we
start with pervertibles.
Yeah, let's start with the pervertibles.
The mother load of pervertibles.
So, Tom and I went to hang down by the dollar store
with my people.
Yo, and. We were going through there to see what they had just for grins and giggles. And we were trying to do a dollar limit on it. But truthfully, there were, you know, it's the dollar store. You can really go overboard with it.
With $50, you can get 2 of everything you ever wanted. The dollar store's awesome.
Yeah, frankly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be, we don't want to take up the whole show in explaining everything. Obviously, there are the food type items, the honey and the frosting and things like that. But some of the more notable things that I really want to make sure that are available to you are things like the clothespins and the ropes out there, the clothesline. The clothespins, what was it? Let's see, 50 clothespins for $1.
50, those were the wooden ones.
The wooden ones. Now, we're going to get into safety later on in the show, cleanliness of your play items. But just a quick note, you know, something happens with the clothespins, obviously very porous, also very inexpensive, throw them away.
I must admit that of the two types of clothespins, the plastic, colorful, and the wooden, I like the wooden ones because the aesthetic.
Right.
And I would, if something gets on them, throw it away, any kind of bodily fluid or what have you, just throw them away every time. Who cares? They're $1 for 50. Right. Take $5 down there,
load up. But they're made from trees. They're made from, where's your ecological sense? Anyway, yes, moving on to the plastic clothespins.
The Lorax dominatrix over here. She speaks for the bound trees.
shut up.
No, I appreciate it. Normally, I'm the liberal one of the two of us. I'm usually like, oh, screw it. Give them Playboys. Who cares? European, you know, culture. So it's kind of nice that I'm playing the right winger this week. Like, trees, who needs them?
Right.
What are they good? They just sit there. What do they do? Nothing.
Okay. Well, listen, the plastic clothespins.
Well, those are much better.
These, I know, but you can clean these. And the thing that's kind of nifty about the plastic clothespins is that they come, you only get 24 for $1, but
that's all. They come only 24.
They come in colors. They come in colors.
Yeah.
And I tend to use different colors for different areas. So, like, if I'm working with some CBT or something like that, than, you know, genital type areas or extra sweaty type areas or something.
Explain CBT.
Cock and ball torture.
See, I knew that phrase, but I did not recognize when somebody said something in a forum, CBT. I was like, what? What is that? And you're like, cock and ball torture. I'm like, oh, right. Sometimes I don't know.
If you're
the abbreviations of the jargon are sometimes a little weird.
Right.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Then shut up. No, I'm just kidding. I tend to use the red ones, you know, in areas that are like extra sweaty or, you know, extra icky, you know, kind of. They need more attention as far as cleanliness is concerned. So,
cleanosity.
Cleanacity.
Cleanacity. We're making up words from CBT to cleanacity. We're creating jargon.
So anyway, that's why I like it. It's cleanalicious. I should note that we've had an awful lot of candy before we started the show because we did go to the dollar store.
A buck for a bag. What did we get? Nutty Buddies and brownies and oh man. Awesome.
You've got to talk about those Hershey's
and we're drinking
kisses.
Coffee.
But we got
those
cherry
walls.
Cordial Hershey Kisses.
Oh, there's a plug. Oh, there's an endorsement.
Oh, my God.
We should get a sponsorship from them.
Yeah, right?
Come on.
Send me your
chocolate. Geeky Sex Radio brought to you by Hershey's Chocolate Nipples. Lick one with a friend. I think it writes itself.
I'm just going to stop right there. Okay.
What were some other of our favorite pervertibles?
I had a thing for the leather belts. I thought that was a pretty good deal. $5 for actual leather belts.
Yeah, real leather belt.
Get the extra, extra large. You got a terrific, you know, kind of.
That's the nice thing. The dollar store tends to have the larger sizes of clothing.
Woohoo!
But, you know, it's nice. I'm trying to think of some of the stuff I liked.
What were the things that you liked?
I liked a lot of the food stuff because you're pointing out they came in smaller. That's how they could do it for $1
because
it was a really tiny jar of jelly.
Like the honey?
The honey that I bought. What is that, like 4 or 5 ounces maybe?
It was 4 ounces. $1.50.
Which is awesome.
Cute little bear.
Well, one, if I spill it or if I forget to put it back in the fridge after play, you know what I mean? It sits out overnight or whatever. Who cares? Throw it away.
You don't
I didn't
put
lose
honey
a
in
whole
the fridge.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if it were jelly or whatever, sorry.
Okay.
And also, I can travel.
Yes.
With my little box of chocolates, my little box of toothpicks, my little bag of this, my little bag of that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can put together a little beady kit that doesn't look like, it just looks like I'm for some reason taking condiments home for Christmas. It looks a little strange, but
bring
not
your own
kinky,
condiments.
Not pervert. I guess if you have handcuffs in there with it, they'll put two and two together, but you try and draw them a little map, see if they can figure it out. Put your insertables in the same bag with your honey travel size jars and let them draw their own little kinky pictures.
Oh, what about that cast iron skillet that I saw? The 10-inch
Ooh,
one for $5. This
$5.
Sucker was heavy.
Yeah.
It had to be about 5 pounds.
Now, what would you do with that?
I'd beat the hell out of somebody's ass with it.
Yeah, I was thinking put it in the freezer.
And then
put it on them or graze it across. I'm thinking. I didn't get a chance to test this. I should have
You lifted
the
it, though. It's really,
one.
Really, really, really heavy. It's
but
not
I'm thinking
something
that means it'll hold the cold for longer. So
well,
I
maybe,
could use
but
it and then 20 minutes
heavy.
Later use it again and then, you know.
Well, I don't think that would. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
It would at least stay chilled longer. It's good. $5.
$5.
You can also make flapjacks on it if you got to.
If you got to.
You know, if you're like, I don't like this so much, I think I'll just grill me some pancakes.
Right.
That it's dual purpose is the
get
thing.
In the woman.
That's
get,
the
get
good
in,
thing.
Get in the kitchen and make me some flapjacks, bitch.
That's dominating right
Go
there.
Go use this.
Okay, I'm going to spank you and then you're making me some eggs.
So that was the trip to the dollar store.
That was a blast.
Yeah.
I want to do that every week. We should get to a club together. And every week go on a pervertible hunt, like Easter eggs. Maybe not
It's been
week.
Done. It's been done.
How
TNGC
cool be?
Chicago does it.
You know,
that's
like
next
to do
generation
it, not with
Chicago.
TNG, but I'd like to do it with little blue-haired old ladies and me at the flea market. That's where we should go for pervertibles.
You can't see
market.
My face right now, but my mouth is hanging open, and I'm like, oh, please,
Everyone
God, no.
Everyone assumes with the BDSM that it's you know, younger, whatever. No. I mean, come on. Betty Page was around back in the day. Somewhere out there, there are a whole lot of kinky grandmas and granddads. And they get overlooked a lot. And I feel you. Because how bad is it?
Tom wants to embrace the older generation.
I want to give
right
a little hello.
That's cool.
They're not listening to a podcast. But if your grandma's kinky, well, first of all, that's just gross.
The-
if you even know that, that's just disturbing.
Stop right there.
Give her the podcast. Let
oh.
her, no, hook no, this no, up no. for grandma. Install iTunes on her brand new desktop that she's got. No,
Tom's kinks come to the
there.
Surface.
1930. You got these kinks. Like, at least you can... I think it's kind of cool to be 16 now because you can go on the internet. Yeah, you get a lot of God knows horrible stuff. But you also get forums. You get... we've run across some really intelligent articles doing our research online, like well-written, well-researched, written by someone in their 60s who has been doing this for 35, 40 years and really put some thought into the article. And that's in between horrific, horrific, horrible websites, sure. Mm-hmm. But what a great thing. Can you imagine 1930s, all you have are what are called roughies? That's what the BDSM movies were called, roughies. And it's like maybe Betty Page and two others, and they're horribly done, and you got to hide them. They're called stag films. What a horror. You know, that's got to be tough. So I do kind of, to a degree, empathize. I think I'm very lucky to grow up in a time when I had at least Playboy was socially acceptable, if nothing else. That at least gave me something to start with to jump off. I don't know. It's just a point I'd like to throw out. As we move on to the larger issue of the show. Did you want to do any more pervertibles?
Those
are kind of the highlights. Everything else we found was very, very...
Oh, the peppermint sticks. Giant peppermint sticks.
We have debate on this. I would love for someone to email me, or us, I should say, same address, kinky@kinkysexradio.com. Right, because if I don't do that now, I'll forget. kinky@kinkysexradio.com if you've ever done insertion with a peppermint stick.
The giant ones.
I want to know. It could be the small one because I want to know if the peppermint burns or stings or if it's nothing.
Because I'm not testing this one.
Yeah, I'm not much of an insertable dude on the receiving myself. And there seems to be a shortage of volunteers in the studio at the moment. So we're kind of relying on you, the loyal listeners. Which now with iTunes, we apparently have enough. So damn it, I expect a response.
They're 50 cents a pop over at the dollar store, the bulk store.
Yeah, you use one. With the one you love. Dip your stick in the one you love. Yeah, why can't we get a sponsorship from them? See, these slogans write themselves.
From you whom?
I don't know. Who makes candy canes? Santa Claus.
Lifesavers now.
Lifesavers. Mm. Lifesavers candy canes. So let's move on to the big Dominion. I hope you people appreciate what she does for this podcast. This woman has been on the line. She has got, if you can see these notes, I feel like I'm about to get a lecture from a college professor here, researching this topic because it is near and dear to her heart. The topic is cleanliness or cleanosity.
Cleanosity.
And you. So I've got on my notes cleaning, I wrote just like insertables.
Right.
But I guess, I don't know how specific. You start and I'll follow along.
Okay, we were talking in the other podcast about, you know, watching other people play in public and if toys are being cleaned and things like that. So I thought it was kind of important that we touch on that a little more in depth. And Kitten's Toy Room Online, I enjoyed their site when I was researching. You know, nothing. The internet luckily brings us all together. There is no distance. From
it's
anything.
The best of the best and the worst of the worst.
You could just sift through it.
You just got to filter it.
It was kittenstoyroom.com, correct?
If it wasn't, it'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, we're going to put it in the show notes.
That's it.
But they had a really to-the-point listing, which will help you folks later on, in regard to cleaning your toys and your implements. Porous items such as leather, specifically leather toys, whips, things like that. You know, if you're breaking skin or, you know, saliva, anything that can transmit some kind of funk, frankly, all that stuff has to be cleaned. If you're using insertables such as vibrators, dildos, the like, obviously I would think that people would be smart enough to go ahead and purchase condoms for use with these items. It keeps your toys cleaner, safer.
Yeah, I have to point out, though, that I've always played safer than most. Mm-hmm. I'm more into this than the average kinkster. Mm-hmm. I like that term.
Kinkster.
The average kinkster.
Okay, nifty. Go on.
My IQ is a little higher than the average bear, and I never thought of that.
You've never used condoms with your toys?
Remember, I'm only playing with lovers, so it's one dildo, one person. And then new person, new dildo. And I understand now, but I thought, and I cleaned them very thoroughly. Absolutely.
Soap and water?
Usually antibacterial soap and water.
Yeah, not enough.
But that's just it. I mean, I don't think it's as obvious as everyone imagines.
Okay.
They take the same precautions they do with their fingers, their penis, whatever else I'm putting in you. And I just go from there.
Okay.
So let's kind of maybe, okay. I don't know, back, I guess over-explaining is what all I'm right. saying, because
well,
it's
let's,
not.
Let's look at it like this, okay? Not to gross anybody out, because, you know, the idea of Kinky Sex Radio is to open people up to their own sexuality, sensuality, etc. So think about this. It's not so much what you've got on you, okay, or what's on that toy, but you were talking about you use these things on your lovers, you know, your wife, whatever.
Right.
Where have they been? You know, your wife, you pretty much know. You'd like to think that you know.
Right.
Your lovers, you don't know. You don't know. All you know is what they tell you. Sometimes they're honest, sometimes they're not. That's not, that really isn't something that you want to assume. So in you handling these items, insertion, you remove them, you know, stuff's on them.
Yeah.
You have to clean them. Soap and water is not going to cut it, even if it's antibacterial soap. 99.9% of germs are killed if you use this soap, whatever. Well, you know, it might be that one.
Yeah, you want, I guess, better to err on the side of caution.
Right.
Now, so here's the question. Not sure. Antibacterial soap, so then what?
Well, there's something that's listed on Kitten's Toy Room that's called Safe Suds. And it comes in a spray bottle. It's water soluble. You know, you can use it on leather. And it's $6 for like a 4-ounce bottle, something like that. You're going to want to, you know, follow the directions and that kind of shit.
Is that really the only option?
No, there are several. You know what?
Something like that. Well, you know, ammonia
but
and
those,
water and...
Well, you don't want ammonia because ammonia is not an antibacterial. It's a cleaner, okay. But it's not an antibacterial.
Right.
Bleach, what is this, like 5 parts bleach?
Oh, that
parts
we used
water,
that in the restaurant.
Bleach.
Yeah, it was
right.
Yeah,
but
five
if you're,
or 20 parts bleach, something like that. It was
right.
Not much, though.
Right.
Yeah, and it would sterilize for dishwashing.
Right. Now, that's okay, but you have to watch it when you're using it on porous items like leather. It'll break it down. You know, it's caustic. So,
yeah. Or make them ugly, which is not important compared to safety, but you,
no,
you know, you'd like
but, right,
to put us to both worlds as
right?
well.
Right. So if you're using condoms with your insertibles, that will save you a lot of problems, but you still want to clean them because, you know, there's some, you might get, you know, lubricant.
Well, I guess the argument goes there's no point in spending $40, $50, $60, $80, $100 on some really
on
nice glass and then cheap
and
out.
Then ruin
yeah.
it. Yeah.
And then go, I'm just going to clean it with Dove.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
not
nah,
going to cut
dude,
it.
Go and get the, go it's ahead and spend the $6, it. $8, $10, $12.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just a matter of catching diseases. It's just a matter of cleanliness too, because if anything's on, you know, your items and you just throw them. You're going to want to educate yourselves in regard to your insertibles. There are the cyber skin items. They're much more delicate. You have to be much more careful with them when you're cleaning them. Water-soluble lubricants with them, or they'll break down the latex. Also, when you're storing them, you'll want to keep them in Ziploc bags once they've been cleaned and dried to keep them from getting, you know, scuffed up, dirty looking, nicked, in which case if that happens too and you're still not using condoms with them, then they'll harbor, you know, bodily fluids.
Which you should be. You should
whatever.
Be using
yeah, you
condoms
wanna,
with your insertibles.
Yeah, you want to take care of your stuff anyway.
And the good thing about using condoms with insertibles is that you can use cheaper condoms, thicker
right.
condoms
right.
that normally, because they're thick, they're crappy condoms, but in this case,
used,
thick
right.
is good.
Right.
The dildo doesn't care.
Right. What's that inexpensive one? I think Lifestyles has one called Class Act. It's
Class
like,
Act.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, I think they're like $2 for a box of like 100. No, not 100. I'm just being facetious.
Go to the dollar store.
Get your condoms at the dollar store.
$7,500 for $25.
Wow.
Bulk condoms.
Right?
Well, I guess you can't do that because, well, they last 3 years. Right, condoms last like 3 to 5 years.
I don't know.
They're dated.
Do that?
So
yeah,
make sure you check the
yeah,
date.
Check the date.
I guess it matters less if it's an insertable.
If it's an insertable,
but
yeah. But
still
there's
matters.
Also a clinic. You know, you can also go to your clinic, your local clinic, and get condoms for free. You just have to sign a little paper thing, and they'll give you a whole bag full.
You can also, if you live in an area with a gay community,
right?
In New Orleans, which is where I
had
just
all
moved
the gay
from.
Bars.
Yeah, well, every gay bar had Lifestyles condoms. Did a big push. Yeah, there's no way to not make a pun when talking
right?
about condoms.
Uh-huh.
They did a big marketing push
mm-hmm.
for their tuxedo. It was just a black
condom.
And they gave them to any bar. They put a big, like, fruit bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad pun at the gay bar. Sorry. For any bar that wanted it in the area, they put a fruit bowl of condoms on your bar and would stock it up every week. And every gay, since it's a big issue in the gay community, every gay bar said yes. Mm-hmm. And about a fourth, maybe a third of the straight bars said yes.
Mm-hmm.
But then the frat boys would take the whole bowl as a souvenir. Being stupid, right?
Right.
But this meant that you always knew any gay bar, and there was one in New Orleans every 20 or 35 feet, and it's a popular thing, God love them.
Right.
Right on the corner of the bar, right inside the door, big bowl of Lifestyles condoms, and there the bartender went on and let you have them. He would encourage, like, no, yeah. baby, take
a
handful, take 50. Better that you use these than not. Please, please, please. I got more. They're free. They're costless. So if you live in a major city, and you have, you know, a gay bar, or you pass one on your way to work, that's at least an option to pop in and ask. Certainly worked for me. They're a quality product, the Lifestyles Tuxedo.
Yep.
Little weird.
A little
colored,
weird?
Colored condoms?
Oh, I like them.
The green, the red, the blue, the purple, the black.
I like them.
I don't know. I am torn.
You're torn?
Yeah.
Glow in the dark.
That's funny.
There you go.
You can play Jedi. See, that's what the black one is for, so I can be the evil Jedi. How much of a computer geek am I?
That was the worst line.
Oh God! You can never do a no and have it work. It does. No. It doesn't. They had one. I saw the last Harry Potter movie. They had a no in it.
Don't tell me.
I'm not
going to
tell
it.
You what. We've read the book.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
No, I'm not going to run it for it. But yeah, they have a no. It's not quite as bad as Luke's. But man, that is never
Luke's?
Good.
No, it wasn't Luke's.
It was I'm your father. No.
Oh yeah. No. Well, yeah. We'll check it out, man. Darth Vader, the last one.
And he did a no. Yeah.
He did a hell of a no.
Oh God.
No.
And my wife and I just started laughing.
No, I know. So did I.
I'm a sci-fi fan. Again, a geek. I mean, come on. You can figure this out. I make podcasts. I do audio editing. I make Star Wars jokes. Come on. I'm a dork. And so I watch a lot of sci-fi, and sci-fi is notorious for bad stilted dialogue. Because the robot storyline is more important than the acting, or it's low budget, and you take who you can get when you're making this kind of movies. Because up until Star Wars, they really weren't major, you know? And they're famous for that kind of, no, and pull back the camera, no, and there's the aliens, and the ship's taken off, and you're stranded now. Those happen all the time, and so they've become, and I don't know how Lucas doesn't know this, that they've become a friggin' joke. I don't know.
This from Jedi condoms.
This is, yeah. Can you imagine? I love how we wander. Awesome. Now,
that we're back on the path. Okay. GY leather sex toy and whip conditioner.
That looked like good stuff.
Great stuff
how
from
you
Australia.
You say that?
I just said GY.
GY?
Yeah. It's spelled GE-WY.
Yeah. And a link in the show notes.
GY.
To all this stuff.
Maybe
this,
I'm wrong. That stuff sells for $9.95 for 8 ounces. And it also, when you use it, it'll stop the cleaning action of the cleaning agent that you've used before it. So it's not a cleaning agent; it's a conditioner. That's also available through Kitten Storm.
Now, does that also take the place of like a saddle soap, in that it'll condition it as far as softness?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So right there are two things: Safe Suds and GY leather conditioner.
I just thought of something on our last topic for this topic. At the dollar store, baby wipes and those clean wipes.
Yeah.
So the big ones. So cheap. Mm-hmm. That's a great thing to lay in a supply of. Wipe everything down when you're done.
Yeah, but that's not a what do you call it?
Antibacterial?
Thank you.
But can't you get the antibacterial?
Well, yeah. But not from, well, you can, but I wouldn't trust that either. I'm a big fan of spray it on, let it sit, wipe it off.
Okay.
I want to see
erring on the
stuff.
Side of caution, I guess. Well,
yeah.
Certainly you're playing with your life with
Come
certain
on,
things.
Come on, man. Yeah.
You get the wrong bug, and you're going to get a problem.
Yeah, at the very least. Play safe. You know what? You can't be too cautious. There's no such thing as being too cautious.
Yeah, especially
there
when
is such a thing
such
as being too,
effort.
Yeah, too stuffy. You don't want to be too stuffy, but you definitely want to be too cautious.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to try something. Just, you know, be safe about it.
So then once you got your play, you got your cleanliness, and then you move on to our next topic.
Which is?
Aftercare.
Aftercare.
You hear that thrown around all the time.
Aftercare.
And no one ever gives you, you can find information online, certainly, in a very general kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to do with this topic was sort of get one person's technique. So understand that this is not the all-encompassing technique.
Okay.
I just want to get what you do generally so that we can throw that into the pile of information, because I get a lot of general online.
All right.
But nobody ever says, I do X, then Y, then B, then G out of that huge list.
Okay, you know? Well, that's like saying, you know, how do you comfort a child after they've broken a leg? You know,
right. But aren't there techniques?
Very different.
Is it that
of course,
custom?
The technique is compassion.
Okay.
You know, you have to tune in with your submissive's needs and find out what's going on and, you know, what kind of aftercare they like. Technically speaking, it's a lot more fun to speak about sensual domination and aftercare in regard to sensual domination or domination with an actual lover. Remember, me working as a professional dominatrix, my techniques are going to be, my bedside manner is going to be a hell of a lot different with a client in regard to what I'm doing there than it's going to be with a lover.
Okay.
Because there's a different emotional bond. There's still an emotional bond. There's still a level of respect, understanding, and empathy.
So let's restrict this question then to your engagement with a lover.
Okay.
Just because I think that's going to hit the pro doms listening to our show. I'm sure there are a few, but they're more listening.
Well, they
for
understand. Well, it doesn't matter.
Know,
it doesn't matter. I'll give you both because okay. both are important.
All right,
I don't think that one should be neglected over the other.
Okay.
Obviously, you have a deeper compassion with an intimate lover than, you know, with a non-intimate client. There's still a level of intimacy. It's different though. Aftercare is okay. You're going through a session that's put them into hyperspace, a level of mindset that just they're not really there feeling in the world that we know around us. They're kind of in this area where all they're doing is concentrating on the pain or the intensity of what's happening to them. Kind of like right at the moment of orgasm, that's all that exists. The aftercare coddles the need. It helps you connect on an emotional level with your submissive. You would ask them, you know, are they okay? Look how pretty it is. Look what you did for me. This was wonderful. You're complimenting them on their ability to basically belly up to the bar and take the challenges that you set before them, which is the same in a session. Touching, holding, caressing, you know, all the things, all the tenderness of an aftermath, you know, like that. It's, you know, you're left with bruises. Sometimes you're left with cuts and you're cleaning those. You're dealing very heavily with the emotional aspect of what's just happened. You want to draw them out and ask them, you know, what do you need? What do you need more of? What did you like the most? What did you not like? What can I do? You're listening to them. You're not so much in charge now. Now you're listening to them and you're getting their feedback. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yes.
Okay. End of a professional session, I would play up the visibility of the scars. They're kind of taken as trophies. Scars, marks, cuts, what have you. Patterns in the skin from floggers, from whips. Bruises and welts, red marks from paddles. You just play it up, let them know that they did a good job, they served you well, how pretty they are. Show them in a mirror, you know, look at how red your bum is. Some people who are
your
still...
Bum.
Your bum.
Very, very British some, of you.
Huh.
Oh, look at your bum, would you?
Side note.
Look at that, you're a naughty schoolgirl.
Huh? Oh, nothing. Naughty, British naughty schoolgirl.
Naughty schoolgirl.
I'm like, well, you're not escargot. You're right. I'm not.
Look at that. You're not escargot. That's what I thought. You can say whatever you want. Oh, I've got a book in the pedestal. What do you say?
Something about a duck on a pedestal.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What is that? A pedigree? Huh?
But you want to connect with them on that level too. Ask them how they felt about the situation. If they could have done more, if they felt like they've gone further, if any of their limits were pushed, you know, you want to, it's a follow-up. It's a follow-up. It's a caring, understanding follow-up.
Awesome. And if you have questions about that, we'll certainly retouch on these stuff. These are big mm-hmm. topics. So mm-hmm. if you give us specifics about a situation, don't feel bad writing in and saying, you don't have to identify yourself. You can if you want. Make sure you specify in your email, kinky@kinkysexradio.com. That way I don't forget to mention
right.
it. whether you want to use your name or not. So you can get as detailed as you want. We won't read out your name if you don't want us to.
Use a non-decor.
Use a pseudonym.
Right.
You know, Mistress So-and-so or Sub So-and-so or whatever. Jedi Master of the... I don't care.
Jedi Master of the Tuxedo
Condom.
Jar Jar
Binks. Whatever. I don't give a crap. But, I mean, that way we can really get specific with you. I wanted to sort of, before we wrap this up, I wanted to touch on some we call it viewer mail. It's letterman thing. What do you call it? Listener mail, I guess. That we got. Let me see. I got a couple of them here. I want to... Oh, there's a gentleman on MySpace who rocks. JW. Sent us, you know, we asked for topics, and we got a lot from various people, most of which were touched on by others. JW sent, this guy did his homework. He's a brain trust, this dude. Here's an idea we were talking about for a pervertible. Mardi Gras beads in a bunch used as a sensory device or a light flogger.
Right.
Which is a pretty neat, that's very much a pervertible.
But not as an insertable.
No, the paint on those things
not
is insanely cheap, and they're not run them through your hands a couple of times.
They're not smooth. This. Yeah.
Well, they're not joined. There's a big ridge that's very sharp.
Yeah, you don't want them.
So we're not talking a slight chance of cut. We're talking a definite chance of cut.
That combined
put them in
with
your mouth
the dirty,
and pull it out, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well,
and
if
you'll
you
never
yeah.
put it in someone again,
put them in your mouth and see how much you like it. Let's just stop right there. Put them in your mouth, and you'll be
that,
like,
yeah.
No.
The flavor of that cheap-ass paint. Because trust me on this, I've got garbage bags of Mardi Gras beads. Everyone who lived in New Orleans for longer than 3 days has garbage bags full of Mardi Gras beads. Other than that, I don't want to read too much of the email because he's got a lot of good topics that we'll talk about in the future. Some of which we're going to, we had thought of and he thought of as well, great minds thinking alike. Some of which are original to him, to JW on here, that we're just going to flat out, hey, thanks, dude. That's an awesome topic. Steal it, I guess. Well, we kind of asked him for it, so we'll consider it a donation. But we mentioned one or two podcasts ago about literature from, what was the name of that company?
Down There Press.
Down There Press. And I'll put the link again from the first show notes. I'll
Down
put it in these
Press.
Again so you can just find it. I think it's downtherepress.com. Mm-hmm. If you go to kinkysexradio.com, our website, and you click the show you're listening to, whatever podcast number, episode number it may happen to be, you'll find show notes. And that's a brief overview of what we've talked about. So if you only have time to listen to one podcast, you could shop that way. Like, oh, this one's about spanking mostly. I'll listen to it instead of the other one, whatever. But also it's handy for if you miss a link, if you're driving in the car while you listen to the show and you're like, what was the name of that press company? Don't panic. Don't try and rewind on an iPod, which is a really hard thing to do. Instead, when you go home, kinkysexradio.com, show notes, all the links are there. He mentions some specific stories. So, no, it's up. You wanted the, hang on, we're scrolling through his email. It's a good long email. Here are some good books for those interested in learning more. And I'll read them off and you give comments. We'll do it that way.
All right.
The because you've read all of these?
I've read all of them.
Oh, look
except,
at you.
Except
so
for
educated.
One. Yeah. Well, it was part of my research.
That's true. So, The Loving Dominant.
Mm-hmm.
What's, is that the one? You know that
that's one?
One
of them. Yeah, that's one of them. But I wanted to go down to the other ones.
Oh, send me the
I think S&M,
book?
Yeah, the S&M 101 book, I don't know if that's still available, but it's a really interesting spiral-bound notebook. It's about an inch thick.
Yeah.
I think that might be out of print, but even if it is and you can find a copy, that's highly recommended. I mean, it goes from everything. It goes through meeting people, discussing BDSM with potential partners or your current lover, spouse, what have you. Contracts. I mean, everything. It goes through everything. It's a really fabulous book. And then he also lists the topping book and the bottoming book.
Mm-hmm.
These books are really cool. They're kind of cartoony. There are little like line drawings and they're cutesy things. It makes
I've seen the bottoming book.
Okay. The topping book is the same thing, complimentary to it. Same author, I believe. And they're really they're easy to pick up and read lightheartedly without being intimidated by the whole situation. So that gives you like mindsets, it gives you techniques, it gives you ideas. They're fun little cute books. They're something that you could actually, if you're a little bit more open about your life being lifestyle, they're something that you could leave on the coffee table and just be flipping through it. And they're cute.
Nice.
So I highly recommend those, both available through Down There Press.
which Mistress Domini is a huge fan of. And as always, with any press. Of our recommendations, all of these are unsolicited.
Right.
At no point have they contacted us or slipped us some money. So any sort of, and if that ever does happen, we'll mention it. We'll say, look, these guys are giving us web space.
They're giving us money.
They're giving us the books to review.
They're giving us books.
Well, I think that's important if you're going to take our editorial content to know, hey, this guy slipped me $50 and a copy of his latest book.
Well, here's a cool thing about Down There Press.
And here's my opinion on it.
Here's a cool thing about Down There Press. All the employees own part of the company.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's owned and operated.
That's the second time this week you've been way more liberal than
I love the company.
They're saving the trees.
They do a really good job. Plus, they have this, or at least they did, offer the books on tape, Exit to Eden, as narrated by Gillian Anderson.
Exit to Eden.
Yes, narrated by Dana Scully. Yeah, Detective Special Agent Scully.
Detective Scully.
And you call yourself a nerd. Yeah, she's awesome. She rocks.
Wow.
She's on MySpace too.
Ooh, we should. Yeah, a big hello to all of our MySpace fans. That's been a huge thing.
Speaking of MySpace.
Yes.
Strange fan mail.
I don't think they listen to the podcast.
I don't think they listen to the podcast.
I don't think they read the profile.
Because it's important to note that Tom actually handles everything on MySpace.com. So he's been getting some pretty interesting propositions about getting his hair combed.
One more hairy guy asked me to spank him.
I think they're asking me. But if you want to send me something, I'm gonna go ahead and put some props up for myself.
Yeah.
Contact me directly through my website at mistressdominion.com.
Please.
Poor Tom.
You know, I don't mind if it's a listener who's like, hey, could you pass this on to Dominion? That's cool. You know, I won't even read it if that's what the first line says. I'll pass it on to you. I mean, we see each other often enough. But these guys, and guys have got to, there's no point even saying it in the podcast. They're not listening to the podcast. They're not reading the profile.
They're not reading the profile.
They look like, oh, pretty girl. Hey, will you lick my butt?
Oh,
send.
Now.
And yeah, literally, like, I like to lick your feet. Will you spank me? Like, dude, you got to finesse a little bit. Even if a woman's online looking to spank a hairy guy, get laid, whatever, she's drunk, she's a slut, what, she still wants a little finesse, no matter how hard up she is. You're never going
to
get anything.
Are you referring to me?
You're never going to get anything with that technique, so you might as well develop a new technique, dudes.
Please.
You know, if that doesn't work...
A little bit of tact.
Oh, man. It was insane. And I've never been more ashamed of my gender than when we got the MySpace account.
Well, we love MySpace.
Yeah, I love that.
I love MySpace.
And most of the emails are great.
We're talking about
one or two jackasses.
Yeah, that keep writing and writing and writing.
Oh, man, yeah, they don't take... Because I sent them an email back like, I'm a dude.
And they keep writing.
Trying to scare them away. Right. Like, oh, he was a dude. I should read these profiles before I send... Because it says on our profile, we're doing a radio show, blah, blah, blah.
And then you get that email that says, well, how do I get in touch with that hottie?
That, which is right on the front page of the damn profile anyway. If you want to get in touch with Mistress Dominion, here's her website, dominion.com. And... but we love the MySpace and we love the emails.
Love them.
Because that's for every guy like that, you get a guy like JW or Potter. Potter's another guy I've been conversing with. He writes really good femdom stories. Cool. Really well written.
There you go, Potter.
Erotica. And I would love for him, once we get these forums up and running, I want to give him his own little area because I think he needs to do more of that. And I think that if we sort of stroke the ego and encourage him along, you know, like, hey, you should be writing more. I think we can get more out of him.
Cool.
And I think we'd be doing a service for everyone. Not that there isn't enough erotica online, but you can always use a little bit more. Other than that, we do thank you so much, out of 20,000 podcasts, to have ours go on iTunes and start actually putting up numbers. Oh, wow. I can't thank you enough for doing that for us. And we'll talk to you next hump day. Until next week, I'm Professor Tom.
I'm Mistress Dominion. We're done.
Good night.
Oh, this is so much.